Today's daf is daf Pei Zayin. We're holding the last line of Pei Vav Amud Beis right after the Mishnah. What did we learn in yesterday's Mishnah? At the very beginning of the Mishnah, we learned that sometimes a husband writes for his wife a shtar in which he says, Neder Ushvua Ein Li Olayich. I have no Nedorim Ushvuas on you. Meaning, like the Mishnah said, that if an occasion were to arise where he has the legal right to go and make her make a shvua, with this ksav, he has waived that right, and he said, no, I'm not going to force you to make a shvua. That's what we learned in the Mishnah. But we didn't learn what type of shvua we're talking about. There are numerous types of shvuas that a person might be machayif someone else to make. And that's what the Gemara asks at the very end of yesterday's blot. Shvua mai avidita. What type of shvua are you talking about? Amachloikis. Amivira marav al apotropia shenas is b'chayi bala. And we talked about this apotropia yesterday because that was an earlier Mishnah on the Amud Beis. Which means you have a husband that has, Baruch Hashem, some business, and he wants to appoint his wife to be the apotropia, the administrator over his business. Now, hopefully at the end of the week, end of the month, when she gives an accounting of the business, everything stimmt. But what happens if he's afraid that she pocketed some of the revenue, some of the cash flow, something's missing here on the balance sheet? So mitzad adin, just like anybody can go mi mechayiv any apotropis to make such a shvua, a husband can mi mechayiv his wife to make such a shvua. What happens, however, if he says in advance, kosev lo neider ushvua ein li olayich, then ein yochel lashbia. So therefore, Rav Yehuda Marav says the case where our Mishnah is talking about a shvua of an apotropis, shenas b'chayibala, whilst the husband was alive. Rav Nachman Amar Rabavuah says, no, ala pigemis ksuvasa. What we're talking about is a shvua on a lady who's poigim ksuvasa. What means poigim ksuvasa? We're going to have this on the bottom of the omid in the Mishnah at the bottom. And the Mishnah is going to explain a pigemis ksuvasa means that during the husband's lifetime, the wife needed some extra cash. Why did she need some extra cash? For either necessities or luxuries or whatever it happens to be. And she had no other way to get that cash. So she went to her husband. She said to her husband, you know that you wrote for me a very, very generous ksuva. The ksuva is going to give me $500 l'moshel, li'acher mei ve'esrim, or when does it get? What I'd like to do is, if you'd be kind enough, give me an advance now on that $500. Give me $100 of the $500. And therefore you give me $100 now, and then if and when, you'll pay me $400 at that time. That's what's called pegems ksuvasa, because there's now a pegam in the ksuva, that it's no longer for the full 100% amount. Now it's been reduced from $500 down to $400. Okay. What happens now at the time that she wants to collect the rest of the ksuba? Now very often there's going to be a machloikas between the husband and wife. After all, if they're both alive, the reason why she's collecting is because there's a get. If there's a get, you see that things are kind of rough in their relationship. So then all of a sudden he says, I didn't give you 100, I paid you the whole ksuba. Or I paid you 200 out of the 500. She said, no, it's only 100. Anyway, bottom line is, as you can see, there's a sikhsukh. The Gemara is going to say on the Amud Beis that we assume that the person who has to pay is much more medactic in how much he paid than the person who received payment, because the person who had to pay had to write out the check. The person who received the payment, all he had to do was take the money, and afterwards, how much taka did I get? Did I get 50? Did I get 100? 200? But the person who wrote out the check remembers how much he wrote, and therefore at least that's bederach klal. And therefore the Chachamim put a ksuba, a shavua, on the woman that's pegemis ksuvasa. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. That if he wrote out to her in advance, I want you to know, neidu shvua ein li olayich, then eini yochel hashbia. Now, l'choyer, these are just two examples. There's an example of apotropis. There's an example of pegemis. But Rashi says, no, it's not so simple. that in fact the first man, the Yamar, holds it only by Shvuas Apotropos. Can a person go, or that was his Kavana when he said, Nedu Shvua Ein Li Alayich, Ein Li Yochel Hashbia. But by Kemis Ksuvasa, no. There, in fact, she would continue to have to make a shvur. What's the difference between this shvur and that shvur? So the top toys, so top Rashi explains that in the case of the apotropos, he is the one that caused her to be in a situation where she would ultimately have to make a shvur. He appointed her to be the chenvanas. He appointed her to be the apotropos. So therefore, he can tell her in advance, but I want you to know, I'm not going to go and be toveya any shvur from you. Mashenken, the case of Begemis Ksuvasa, she brings it upon herself. Because had she not asked for a partial advance during their marriage, then there never would have been a Begemis Ksuvasa. So that apparently never occurred to him that she is going to do something of that nature. And this is something that she brought upon herself. So when he said, Neidu Shvua Ein Li Alayich, he meant only those shvuas that I'm going to impose upon you, not self-imposed shvuas. That's what Rashi learns at top.
No, I just want to say, if he, like the Gemara says the last time, if he's a pekeach, he'll get a shaven.
Right, it's an undermine, yeah.
He has to be smart.
Very good. So that's the case of apotropia. The second man, that's Pegema, says Rashi, the kolshken mishvuas apotropia, to me kol shvua patra. So therefore, it's not just that we have two examples, and he says, "Yo, apotropos case and pegemis case." No. According to the first man, the Yama, Davka, he patted her with this ksav from shvuas apotropos, but not from shvuas apegemis. Or the second man, the Yama, says pegemis the shvuah of the apotropos. Okay, so far so good. So also Rab Mordecha, Om l'shmaite kamid Ravashi. Rab Mordecha goes in front of Ravashi, and he told him about this machloikis that we just had in the definition of the type of shavua that the person pattered when he gave this ksav, neidu shavua ein li alayich. And now Rab Mordecha continues on himself, and he says to Ravashi, I want you to know, I l'choyre have a good raya to one man the yomar against the other. Because Bishlam the man the Yama alabegems ksuvasa demaska adaita dilma mitzdarcheli zuzi vishakilna miksuvasoi. Aha, what's going on over here? So Toisis, the top Toisis says that normally the type of statement that we have in our Mishnah, Neidu Shvua Ein Li Alayich, is something that would normally be given at the outset of their marriage. In other words, when they're making all the preparations for the marriage, and he's writing ksuvas, and she's worrying about the gown, and they're worrying about the cater, and all the other things. One of the rules, regulations, one of the minhagim was that at that time she would say to her husband, do me a favor, make such a statement, give me a ksav, neidu shvua ein li alayich. Now, says the Gemara, why would she want the husband to make such a statement? Because she thinks to herself, unfortunately, my husband is poor and I'm poor, and there's going to come a day that I'm going to want some additional luxuries, necessities my husband won't have, so I might come to be pegemis ksuvasi by asking him to give me an advance whilst we are still married. But I'm afraid that if I'm going to go and ask her such an advance, then subsequently I'll be called a pegemis ksuvasi, and he's going to be mechayiv me a shvua. I ask him now in advance, do me a favor, no shvuas, no nedarim, and he agrees to that. Says the Gemara Nachamul, Bishleim lemadiyam lepegemis ksuvasa demaska adaita. Maska adaita means that it arose up in her mind. Shkoyach that dum mistarkelizis, that eventually she might need extra funds. Vishakilna miksuvasoi, and I might ask for an advance. Vi omra lei, and therefore she says to her husband, to her chusin, ksoivli, write me a shtar to le mishbasli, that you're not going to cause me, that if I'm in such dire circumstances that I'm going to have to go and ask for an advance, that you're not going to be mechayiv me a shvua subsequently. That makes a lot of sense. And leman diyamal al apotropia shenas bechayiv balo. Freiti mara e mehave yoda to moisiv la apotropia. Did she know at the time of marriage that eventually her poor husband is going to become as a multimillionaire, and he's going to go and appoint her to be the administrator of many of his companies, corporations, and his business? The Amr lay that she should ask at the outset of the marriage, Ksoivli, Tiloy Mishbasli, do me a favor, write me a ksav that you're not going to be mashbiya me. In other words, in all likelihood, she's not going to ask for such a ksav, because it's not going to dawn upon her that her husband is going to appoint her to be an administrator of his business affairs. Think in terms of Chazal, that women didn't go and transact business. They basically were people that worked at home, and they worked with their spindles, and they worked with their dough, and their baking, and their cooking, but they weren't normally business ladies in charge of business. So therefore, when she asked
the mother, assume that she's the one who pressed them into it.
So not that he pressed it into it, but
she's the one.
I understand. But look at the end of the top toises, the last line says toises the stomach the milsa shekos of law b'shash koinsa, that this took place at the time of the marriage. Yeah. There's no reason why he would want to go and write to her and give away his rights. After all, he's allowed to be mashbia her if he doesn't trust her.
Maybe it's to make chavivas.
Okay, but apparently she wanted to have this. Okay. And anyway,
so you couldn't, because that's the way it used to be.
The
guy, the she would mitch him.
Exactly. Anyway, so bottom line is Zukti Yimura, therefore it's much more mistaver, like the second mandiyama of Nachman, that the shvua, not the shvua, the ksav that he gave, or the statement that he made at the time of the chasana, when he said, I'm not going to be mechayiv you a shvua, he was probably talking about a pagemis ksuvasa, because that's what would be up in her mind, and that's the reason why she would have requested such a statement. So I understand that. But why would you say that his statement of Nedi Shavua should apply to Apotropia? This is what Ramodcha asked Ravashi. So Ravashi answered him, Omalei Atun Aho Masnisala. The only reason why you have this question is because you learned Pshat in Rav Yehuda Amarav that said Al Apotropia, that he is arguing with Rav Nachman in the Pshat in the ratio of our Mishnah. And like we learned until now, that there's a machloikis, what does the word shvua mean at the beginning of the Mishnah? What type of shvua? Is it a shvua apotropis or shvua apigemis kuvas? However, Anan, when we learned this Mishnah, and we learned of Yehuda Merav and of Nachman, we learned that there's only one mandiyomar on the top of our Mishnah, and that's Rav Nachman. Meaning, when the Gemara began, Shvua Maya Vidita, what type of Shvua? The way we learned it, we took out this Omer Vira Merav, and we jumped directly to Rav Nachman, Omer Rabba Barabua. It's talking about Pegemes Kuvas.
Like you said,
like you
said.
Exactly, like you just said. And therefore, Loitons, there is no Shailam, because that's stuck in the Pshat, the way you learned it automatically. So now you're wondering, Zuntait, you're wondering, so where did Rav Yehuda Merav say his halacha? Not that it went poof into midair, but rather it went on the safe of the Mishnah. What does it say in the safe of the Mishnah? We learned it yesterday. What happens if Nebuch, her husband, passed away? And now the wife, the widow, instead of going home, she goes straight back to her father's home. In other words, she goes back to her babyhood home, because Nebuch, her husband, passed away. Or she chazla beis chamiya, or even if she did return to her residence where she lived with her husband, to her husband's family, but she was not appointed an apotropos at this point on behalf of the assignment, and Yoshim Mashbiya Noisa, then there's no cause, no reason for the Yoshim to go Mashbiya her. What are they going to go and say? Maybe when father was sick, maybe between the Kvura before or after, maybe you pocketed some money, you took some. No. However, the Nasis Apotropia, if she was appointed now to be the guardian, the administrator of the estate, because Nebuch, the husband, passed away, then Yoshim Mashbiya Noisa, then the Yoshim would have grounds to be Mashbiya her, but only Al-Asad Lavoi, only on future events. Then Mashbiya Noisa Al-Sha'over, but not on past events. And of course, this part of the Mishnah is going back on a case where the husband said, Neid Ushvua Ein Li Alayich. And not only that, the Mishnah said towards the end, Neid Ushvua Ein Li V'Lei Li Yorshai V'Lei L'Boim B'Shusi Alayich V'Al Yorsheich V'Al Boim B'Shuseich Alis is Ayigit. However, that's only as long as the husband was alive and he was in charge of his Nechosim. Once he passed away, and now these Nechosim are now entering into a new era. What's the new era? That they no longer belong to the father, to the husband. They now belong to the Yarshim. Oh, on the Asad Lavoi, they can go and be Mashbiya. But they can't be Mashbiya on things that occurred 3 weeks ago, or 3 months ago, or 3 years ago, when the husband was still alive, because his Shvua, or his statement of Neid Shvua Ein Li Alayich, binds them. But once it's no longer his Nechosim, it belongs to them, then they're in charge, and therefore they can be Mashbiya on the Asad Lavoi. Okay, so now, when we learned that Mishnah, says Rav Ashi, we asked, when we said, Al ha-she'ovar, she'ovar mayavidetei, what's the definition of the word she'ovar? Again, we can be mashvi al-asad lovoi, ben al-she'ovar. And what was the case over here? Holcha mikeva bal lebeisaviyah. Is Om Rav Yudah Marav? Now we have the machloikis, and now we bring Rav Yudah Marav from the top of today's Amud. Rav Yudah Marav says al apotropia shenas is bechaya bal. That, like we said before, if her husband made an apotropos, against a guardian, against an administrator of his business, they would have no right to go and take her to task and start asking questions. They can ask questions, but they can't be mashbir her on something that happened whilst the husband was still alive. However, says Rav Yudah Marav, al bein misa lekvura mashbien lo. In other words, in our Mishnah, we really only talked about two time limits, and we didn't talk about an interval of time. What does that mean? Back in the Mishnah, we spoke about she came mikeva bala lebeis aviya, or she went lebeis chamiya and she became an apotropos. So what's the halacha? Says the Mishnah, the yorshin can't be mashbiya her al she'ovar, but they can be mashbiya her al ha'asad lovay. Now, in our minds, when we learned the Mishnah, we conjured up that shortly after the Misa was the Kvura, like we try to do today, a person passes away, within a few hours, the next day, whatever, you try to do the Kvura as quickly as possible. So therefore, it's basically all one time, and therefore, when it says in the Mishnah, they cannot go and be mashbir al she'ovar, that means pre-Misa, whilst the husband is still alive, what means al asalavai, after the Kvura, after the husband, not only dead, but he's now b'chin the kefir. But what happens, in fact, if there's a time interval? What happens if the person passed away, Medina Sayyam, and it takes a month until they bring the body over to go and be koyver the body?
He has such stories in the Gemara. They took them from Babel Tatz.
Exactly, sure, exactly right. Avad, and even today, unfortunately, sometimes it takes a while from the Misa to the Kvura for whatever reason. Anyway, so what about during that time period? Can they be mashbiya her that from the Misa till the Kvura that she didn't pocket anything, she didn't go and waste any of the assets of her husband, etc.? So that it doesn't say clearly, just says Asha Over and Lost Lovai. Oh, that's the machlokes of Yudah Marav and Rav Masna. That what? Omri Yudah Marav, Ala Batrop Shinas Bachai Haba. There, that's the Avar. You can't be Mashbiya. Ava Bemis Lekvura, Mashbiya Law. Yeah, you can't be Mashbiya. Rav Masna Omar Afila Bein Mis Lekvura, also Le Mashbiya Law. Also, you cannot be Mashbiya. Why? Like we'll see in a moment. But bottom line is, now that we're explaining that if Yehuda Marav is not going on the Reish of the Mishnah, he's going specifically on the Seif of the Mishnah, where in fact the husband had appointed her to be an apotropos. And he made a shvur, he made a statement that neidu shvur ein li alayich, so that helps al she'ova, it doesn't help on lahaba. What's the time interval between the Ova and Lahaba? That's the machlokes of Yehuda Marav and Rav Masna, if during that time period they can be mashbiya her being by Misa Lekvura. Now, what's the svar of Rav Masna that ain't mashbiyan? I'm a Nedoy, because the Nedoy, they used to say that the Kargal of Mazoyna Lekvura Mizbaninam Beloy Achrasta. That for three things, you don't have to make an Achrasta. Achrasta means making a public notice and a public auction. Typically, if you have an administrator, a guardian, a trustee that's appointed to take care of somebody else's affairs, usually the law would require we want everything to be on the up and up. Like they say today, it's got to be transparent. And how do you do transparent? You don't do a private deal, Yankel and Beryl, but Yankel has to put up public notices in the newspapers, on the bulletin boards of all the Bata Midrashim, and everybody should know that in a month from now, we're going to go and sell this, sell that. People will be able to have a chance to inspect the property, etc., etc. So all that is achrasta, and achrasta means the public auction and the public notice aspects. Says Nadoi, but there are three exceptions to the rule. Number one is Lekarga. Lekarga, says Rashi, is if it's coming April 15, mit an extension, un extension, and you got to go and pay the head taxes for the assignment. And if you don't take the head taxes, you don't pay the head taxes, then the Melech and Kasa Shom take the head away. This is a real tax on the head. So therefore, you don't have time to dilly-dally and say, yeah, Melech, let's wait another 30 days. No, you passed already October 15, no more extensions. And even if you get an extension, it's only for reporting, but not for payment. And number two, the Mazoini, if the Yisrael Nebuch are hungry, so you can go and say, okay, you keep on fasting for the next 30 days. In the meantime, we'll make a achras, so we'll tell everybody we're selling the property. Ula kvura, if you have to pay the burial expenses, you can't go and tell the mess. Mess, we're in a terrible mess. We have no money. We got to wait 30 days. We'll put you in the freezer for 30 days. You can't do that.
They ask for the money that day. That's my
choice. The funeral parlors collect on this spot. Anyway.
Need a bigger audience for you.
Yeah, continue on. And then Baruch Hashem said, "Can I not zechsing mentioned? Zechsing mentioned." Anyway, Simas Medina and Baloy Achrasa. All these things you do without a public auction, and therefore the Gemara is saying is that if she is in charge of the estate between the Misa and the Kvura, similarly, we're not going to require her to make a Shvua because we understand that she's under tremendous pressure to raise funds and liquidate some of the assets to go and pay for the Mezoinis or for the taxes or for the funeral expenses, and therefore we're not going to be mashbia her, because I'm afraid, says Rashi, she might make a shvua la sheker. She's under pressure, she has no choice. We're going to say, how much she sell this property for? And really it turns out that she sold it at a fraction of the cost, but she had no choice because she was under terrible pressure. We're afraid she's going to make a shvua sheker. Anyway, that's the end of the shtickle Gemara. We started with Akasha, Megim Ateretz, and now we start a new shtickle. Put two dots.
So really, it ends up there's nothing to do with Shu'ein and Li'olayach. The end, this whole machlekes, because it's a totally separate parash.
That Shu'a, my avidita, that was
that's a totally separate.
Okay, new shtickle. Amar Rabba Amar Bchia. Deloy neder udeloy shvia. Who any yochel hashbia? Avul yoshem hashbia oisa. The Gemara is now going to go into the details of the exact text of what was written in the shtar when he said neder ushvuy ein li alaych. So says Rabbi Chiya. Says Rabbi Om Rabbi Chiya. Says Rabbi Om Rabbi Chiya. Deloy neder udeloy shvia. If the husband writes in the shtar loy neder v'loy shvia, then who any yochel hashbia? He cannot be mashbir. Abul Yorishin mashbir oisa. However, his Yorishin could be mashbir because he didn't say anything about the Yorishin. He just said loy neder v'loy shvia. However, if he writes in the shtar nuki neder nuki shvia, meaning you, my wife, you shall be nuki, free of nedarim and shvuis, bein hu ben Yorishin ein mashbir oisa. So then, this not only applies to himself, but it also applies to the Yorishin, because by using such an expression nuki, he meant to say, you're clean, we don't worry about anything that you do, you have by us a chazakah of integrity, of honesty, and therefore you're naki, you are free from having to make any neder
or shvua.
Even after his death, regarding the time period when the husband was still alive.
Okay.
Like the Mishnah said,
about the shogar. Together with the Mishnah.
Once he passes away, and no longer is his nechasim, it's their nechasim, according to this pshat, according to this version, he cannot go and be mechayiv the Yorshim, can't bind them because it's no longer his nechasim, it belongs to them. So says the Gemara, what's the lashon of naki? You're free from having to make any shvua. You, the parsha shvua doesn't apply to you because we freed you from these requirements. That's how Rabba said the version name of Rabbi Chiya. Rav Yosef Amar Rabbi Chiya, slightly differently. And we start off the same way. The loy neder loy shvia, if he writes loy neder loy shvia, who ain't yochel hashbia, avi yoshem hashbia noisa, like we said before. However, if he says naki neder naki shvua, then it's punk fakert bein hu bein yoshin mashbia noisa. Even he can be mashbia. I said naki. I want you to cleanse your soul by making a shvua. In other words, I don't want you, chas v'shalom, ever to go and do things which are improper. And if I'm writing to you right now, at the time of the chasana, if you're going to do anything, you may be required to be menachi yourself, to cleanse your soul and to cleanse your record by making a shvua to show that you're in fact honest.
Who needs it? It's the same din.
Apparently, all of you like Rabba Om Rabbi Chiya rather than Rabbi Yosef.
It has something material to what he's writing.
Rabbi Yosef Om Rabbi Chiya is telling you is, if you want to go and bring a malpractice suit against the lawyer, if the lawyer wrote in the shtar, Noki, Neida, Noki, Shvua, instead of freeing her from Shavuos, he's being mechayev Shavuos. Therefore, this lashon does not work. Don't even try using these lashonis. However, we're not finished yet. Now we come sholach Reb Zakkai lemar ukva, bein deloy shvua, bein de noki shvua, bein deloy nadar, or benoy neder, or bein de noki neder. All of these lashonis, bein a chosai, who any yochel hashbia, avil yorshin mashbia, and oisa. By using the expression of chosai, really this is Gemara lashon Aramaic, so it's nechsa. But I'm saying the chasai to emphasize the point that since he uses this expression, he cannot be mashbiah, but once he passes away and belongs to the Yorshim, Yorshim mashbiah nois, and the Yorshim can. However, if he didn't say nechse, he said nechsai elain, these nechasim, says Barry, oh, see, now switching it from a gabra to a chafza type of situation. Oh, he says, and on these nechazim, noki neda, noki shvua, loy neda, loy shvua, any one of these lishoinis, bein hu, u bein yarshav, ein mashbin oisa. Because it's as if he put like a moratorium on these nechazim, and he says, as far as
even
these nechazim,
with what kayach?
The kayach is that these nechazim belong to me, and I tell the wife that these nechazim, you are exempt from.
The Torah gave the children.
That's going to be next mandiyam. Zoram Nachman Omer Shmuel, Mishum Abishol ben Ima Miriam, very interesting name. Abishol's mother's name was Miriam. Says the in the Rabbi Yonis Amilunel, the reason why we refer to the mother because Abishol's father was not as choshev as his mother Miriam, and therefore we talk about his mother Miriam. Why does it been Ima Miriam? So the Rabbi Yankov Emden says in the back of the Gemara, this was a title of honor, that not only it was Miriam, but Mother Miriam, everybody knew her, the matriarch of the family, of the community, she was known as the Ima Miriam. Anyway, Mazel Tov. But what did he say? I'm not going to be Shmuel, Mishma, Abishol, Ben Ima Miriam. Bein de loy shvua, bein de noki shvua. Bein de loy neder, u bein de noki neder. Bein menechse, u bein menechsei ilein. Bein hu, u bein yorshev. Ein mashbin oise. Ein mashbin oise means, mitzad ikr hadin, these lashonis should work, that they shouldn't be able to be mashbia. But my hands are tied. I have no choice. So therefore, you can go and say whatever lishonis you want. Halacha lemaisis says this man the Amar leipar lebishvua. If you want to collect from Yisayimim, even if the one that's collecting is the mother or the stepmother, in other words, the almana that wants to collect her ksuba, she wants to collect. She has to make a shvua. Even minti al l'shayin l'shayin is menechse nechse alayin the al gitz zachin. It's similar. In other words, this rule of the chachamim is so strong it supersedes any type of waiver that he gave b'chayev when he said noki neidin noki shvua etc. etc. Now, this first version was Rav Nachman Omer Shmuel Mishum Abishol ben Ima Miriam. The ik of the Amri law is exactly the same, except instead of Rav Nachman Omer Shmuel saying it in the name of Abishol ben Ima Miriam, it was Abishol ben Ima Miriam that brought a braisa that said this. So this is not a shmaitza alocha, it's a braisa. What's the braisa? Masnisa, ik of the Amri law masnisa. Abishol ben Ima Miriam Omar. Bein deloi shvua, bein denoki shvua. Bein deloi neder, bein noki neder. Bein menachse, bein menachsaya ilayin. Bein hu, u bein yoshev, mitzad ikr adin alocha should be. Ain much being oisa. Have all ma'esa. What can I do? Shari Amr Chacham, Havali Parm Nachisem, Lipar al Mishwa. So it's word for word exactly the same. It says now the Gemara. Amr Nachman of Mishmuel, Halach Kibet Imam Miriam. Aha. So now we understand how the first version started off Amr Nachman of Mishmuel. Because according to the second version, the one that said this halacha was the Braisa that was quoted by Abishol ben Ima Miriam. Now, says Rav Nachman of Mishmuel, we talk a paskin that way. The first version says, not that they first brought the Braisa and Rav Nachman of Mishmuel said that's the halacha, but in fact Rav Nachman of Mishmuel quoted in the name of Abishol ben Ima Miriam that this is the halacha. So the Maisa doesn't, there's, both come out bottom line the same. Only question is, was Rav Nachman of Mishmuel quoting them, or did he put his blessing on this Braisa and say, yo, gut gesagt, and that's taka the halacha.
One second. So, yeah. So basically, this is refuting Rabbi Yossi from Rabbi Chia saying that this lashon is malpractice because this is quoting this lashon as being effective. Naki shua,
halacha lemaisa. None of these are effective because Amr Chacham and Bali Parah.
As a suggestion, because Rabbi Yossi from Rabbi Chia said that this lashon was
in other words, until we got the Amr Chacham. You're right. Yeah. As the lashon, he would say, "Mashbin," I say, it would be effective.
So it's a yirtut to Rav Yosef Amar Rav Chia, who is suggesting that lashon was malpractice, as you described it.
We have different lashonis over here. In other words, we have machloikasin. Rav Amar Rav Chia, one halacha. Rav Yosef Amar Rav Chia, another version.
No, but Rav Nachman Shmuel, the last piece of Gemara we hear, seems to support.
See, passing like this. That they soisa, it's a machloikas. See, passing like this against the previous lashonis. Okay, so the Mishnah Baita.
This is certainly that the Koich of Hefke doesn't have to.
I mean,
the Chachamim say they don't care, no matter what you say.
They have very, very broad rights when it comes to any financial matters. Exactly. Nuclear option. Okay, that's a nice way of discussing. Okay, Zukta Mishnah Yest. Now we're going to talk more about the inyan of collecting Suba, and the Mishnah is going to give us 5 different examples where a woman would have to go and make a shvua to collect on her ksuba. And we thought of the Mishnah, Hapagemis Ksuvas, which we spoke already about before, that she already received partial payment in advance. She wants to get the rest, but Tifel Bishvua, she has to make a shvua. That's case number one. Case number two, Eidechen Me'ida Shehi Perua. There's a sichzach and bezin between the husband and the wife. The husband said, not only did I give you the get, I already paid you the ksuva. The wife says, yes, the get I got, but I didn't get my ksuva. No prove that you paid me the ksuva. I have Eidim. Where the Eidim? No, Kimtaran. Only one aid shows up. Eidach is me'idah shiperua. Now she wants to go and get paid the ksuba. Le'tifel b'shua, she has to go and make a shvua.
That's a chiddush, even though usually an eidach was mechayev the other side. But here, she is mechayev.
More than talk about that.
Oh, okay.
Mitzvah, we've seen the Amud Beis. So that's case number two. Case number three is menech siyasayim, that there is no father anymore, either because he died. In other words, we typically think of a ksuba either that there was a get or the person died. Whether or not the person died or he gave a get, a lamaisi is no longer on the scene to go and pay her ksuba, and she wants to go and collect from the nechsi yisrael. Or she wants to collect minachasim mishabad, meaning that she went either to the husband or to the yisraelim. There is no property left in the estate. However, there was property earlier on, and that father had sold that property. So you can go after the lekuchais to go and get, that's called the chasim mishabadim. Now the person arrives on the scene to the chasim mishabadim. Mister, you owe me the ksuba. I don't even know who you are. Yeah, but I'm the wife of Pliny. Didn't you buy this property from Pliny 25 years ago? Sure, of course I bought the property from Pliny. It's true. What does that have to do with me? But I was married 26 years ago, a day before, like the day of the Omer today, 26 days. So therefore, my lien on the property is impressed on the property pre your purchase of the property, and therefore I want to collect from you. I don't know you, I don't know your husband, I know that, but you want to collect, you have to go and make a shvua if you're trying to collect nechasim mishabadim. And the same thing, Shalei Bafanav. Shalei Bafanav means that the wife is trying to collect from her husband. The husband gave her a get. However, right if he gave a get, then he went on a business trip for the next 6 months, and she's trying to collect a ksuba as nishda. So she wants to collect Shalei Bafanav from whoever is administering the husband's possessions, and she has to make Lechapara Ela Bishwa. Now, uncharacteristically of our Mishnah, of Mishnayis, the Mishnah is going to go through every one of the 5 cases. What are the 5 cases? Pegemes Ksuvasa, Eid Echad, Nechsi Yisoymim, Nechosim Mishubadim, and Shalei Bafanav. And the Gemara, the Mishnah is going to go through each one, and it's all very straightforward. Zuk the Mishnah. Habegemes Ksuvasa Keitzad, Hoisik Ksuvasa Elev Zuf. Lemushal, the Ksuva was $1,000. The Omallah, and he said to her, His Kabalt Ksuvasech. Don't you remember already when we were still married, I gave you your ksuba at that time? Via Merisli Skabalti Elamana. I didn't get the full 1,000, I only was poigen. I took 100. And now she wants to get the 900. Leitif El Bishwa, she has to make a shvua. Case number two. Eirechen Meidashi Perua Keitzad. Hoyts Ksuvas Elevzus. Again, it was $1,000. The Omalah, and he said to her, His Kabalt Ksuvasech, don't you remember I paid you? The Merisli Skabalti, I didn't get anything. Eirechen Meidashi Perua. She has to go make a shvua. Of course, if there be 2 Eidim, then she'd lose out. There's only 1 Eid. She has to make a shvua. Menachasim Mishabavim Keitzad. Mach and Nechasim La'achedim. He, the original husband, sold Nechasim to other people. And Vinefras Menalekuchas. Le'tefele b'shvua. Very simple. Menachsi Yisayim Keitzad. Mace, he passed away. Vinech Nechasim Li Yisayim. Vinefras Mene Yisayim. Le'tefele b'shvua. You have to make a shvua. Vishaloi b'fanav Keitzad. Halach Lemedina Seyam, he traveled. Vinefras Shaloi b'fanav. Vinefras b'shvua. It's very, very straightforward. It's a little bit strange that the Mishnah should even go through this level of detail. But therefore, we've saved ourselves 1 or 2 minutes. And we get right to it. Says the Mishnah, the Amud Beis, Reb Shimon Oimer. Kolzman, she tevas ksuvasa. Hayoshim, mashbiya noisa. If she's demanding payment of ksuva, then the yosh can be mashbiya. The main of tevas ksuvasa. Any yosh mashbiya noisa. If she's not teve, then the kid be mashbiya. L'choy, the words of Reb Shimon are very hard to understand superficially. Because, of course, if she's not coming into a din Torah, what are they going to mashbiya her about? They're going to mashbiya her if she said Krishma this morning. What's the L'choy, the whole mashbiya is the gabe in the ksuva. I mean, that's the whole Mishnah, right? The 5 different times when if a woman woman wants to get her paid her ksuba, she has to go and make a shvuah.
Says Rav Shimon, has to come and ask for the money without that gunish.
If a person doesn't come to Bezin, then there's no shvuah. I mean, how does the whole case start? She's saying, I want my ksuba, then they can mashbir. Then Tavas ksuba, she says, no, I'm not interested. No, I'm happy to be where I am. So what shvuah are they going to make? Make a shvuah that you didn't get paid your ksuba. I'm not asking for payment of ksuba. What's mitzvah to me? Anyway, the Gemara, of course, is going to deal with this not today, but Miachim tomorrow. We'll see more about Rav Shimon. Anyway, getting back to the beginning of our Mishnah, the first of the five examples was Poigemis Ksuvasa, that the din is that she has to make a Shvur. Some Rambam Bachamah Meima Shvur Deraisa. He assumed, Rambam Bachamah, that this is a Shvur Menatayra. This is the famous Shvur of a Moida Memekzas. What's a Moida Memekzas? The Katoin Masayim, the Kamoida Leibim Meya. Even though our mission didn't talk about 200 and 100, it spoke about 1,000 and 100, but it's the same concept. The what that the husband is mochiv to go and pay the ksuba of 1,000. She says, the husband says, I already paid you the entire ksuba. She says, no, not the entire ksuba, only 100. Of 100, yeah, the under 900 nisht. And Moedim mixes, she makes a shvur to get the other 900. So that's what Rami Bacham assumed. Toim Masayim, Kamoid Lebeneya, Havli Adon Bemixis Hatayinu, Bechal Moid Mixis Hatayinu, Yeshava, Ki Huzeh, like it says in the Torah, Moid Bemixis. And that's what Rami Bar Chama said. Omer Rava, Rava the future brother-in-law of Rami Bar Chama said.
Rami Bar Chama married with Basav Chaseh, he died.
Yeah.
He never married afterward.
I understand. So that wouldn't be called a brother.
Brother-in-law, he's a successor.
Well, the successor husband. successor husband. Okay. Maskev, I agree with you.
They learn together because that's what
I agree with you. Yeah, and that's the whole maisa that he said. And he a Maskev. Yes, I'm Maskev. I'm sorry. My apologies for calling a brother-in-law.
You think of Yivamas. You think of Yivamas.
Yes, exactly right. Yishakoyach. Anyway, so Rava, who was the replacement successor husband to Rambam Bachamah, thank you very much for clearing this up for us. Omer Rava, shtei tshuvas v'davar. I have two kashas, although the Gemara uses the expression tshuva, really means two kashas. What are the two kashas? Choda, v'nishbon shibatoy, nishbon v'lo mishalmin, v'nishbas v'netelis. This is what you were referring to back in the Mishnah. A nishba v'lo mishalim as opposed to a nishba v'noitl. What are we talking about? You have a malve going over to the loive and says, hey, loive, you owe me $100. So Leiva says, I owe you $100. I owe you $50. I already paid you the other $50. Oh, you owe me $50, but you're moida that you owe me $50. Oh, $50 you got to pay. On the other $50, you have to make a shvuah.
If you want
a shvuah. And that shvuah is a shvuah of Elohim Mishalim. Once he makes that shvuah, he's now off the hook. I'm paying the other $50, because we're staying in the Torah, that I pay you the $50 that I conceded. I agree, I owe you $50. Give him the $50. The other $50 that I deny, you make a shvuah on that denial, and then nishvuah of Elohim Mishalim. In our case, in the mission, it's the other way around. She's coming and saying, I only got paid $100. Okay, make a shvuah that you only got paid. I make a shvuah, I got only paid $100. So what happens? Then she can collect the other 900. Oh, she's a nishba v'noitel. We don't find that in the Torah, a nishba v'noitel. That's only midrabanan. The oid says, Rav, I have another kasha on my predecessor husband to my wife. That ain nishbon al kvir shibakakoyes. Again, this is a Gemara Masech de Shavuos that we learned from a pasuk that if the nidoin is talking about karkois or a shibud of karkois, then there is no shvur. Why? It's a pasuk. Only on metalton, not on karkois. However, we're making a shvur here on karkois. Why? Because the shibud of the ksuba is on karka, even if the husband has cash, and even if there's cash in the estate. Nevertheless, the whole concept of ksuba is on property, and therefore you can't be mechayev ashua min hatoira on shibud karkois. A mushdach zayin ela marava, it's not min hatoira, it's midrabanon. Why did the rabbanon taka put a shvua on her? Maybe put a shvua on him. Says Rav very simply, the para dayik, the person who has to write out the check and pay, he is far more medactic. He has to make sure that there's money in the account. He has to make sure that he has enough money to pay. However, the mifra, the one that receives the money, loy dayik, the important, as soon as you get the money, the person is going to run. How much did he get? I don't remember, I'm going to count it up later, but I need the money to pay off this, and I have to pay that, and I have to buy this, and blah, 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 blah. So therefore, the one that really is medactic is the payer rather than the payee. And therefore, the Chum said, put a shvuah, never remember shvuah Allah, ki heichi de tedik, since she will know in the future that when she wants to get paid the rest of her ksuba, she's going to have to make a shvuah, she's going to be very mitaktekas, exactly how much did she get, how much did she not get, because she's going to be noivis about future events.
Ooh, people are very mitaktek. But in this case itself, before it becomes mufursam, she taka doesn't know. Uh-huh. She may swear false taka because she's not madai.
Exactly.
But for mekana lahava women, everybody's going to be very medactic. So it's a takona, taka, real takona for future.
But then yishkaderais, it's derabana.
100%.
Okay, so you agree with Rava.
No, I'm just saying that this time she doesn't know.
Yeah.
She thinks she's swearing truth.
Yeah.
He's talking about the future.
Right.
Future cases.
Good. What's up there?
I'm bothered that the Mishnah uses 1,000 zuz and uses it twice. Usually it's ksuva of
200.
In some it's 400.
Right.
1,000 ksuva is unusual for the Mishnah and to repeat it twice.
So what's your plan?
Is there anything?
I didn't see anything about it, but if you find something, please share it with us and please enlighten us. Iboilu, Freiti Mariyetz Ashaila. Pegems ksuvasa bi edim mahu. Meaning, at the first time when she received her 100 advance from the 1,000, at that time, there were two Edom present that saw that she got the 100. In fact, the Edom are here, and they're being made. She got 100. Mm-hmm. Okay. At the time, the second time, where the husband claims that I paid you the rest, because that's the discussion in our Mishnah, husband says, Hiskabalk suvaseich, I already paid you the whole thing. At that time, there were no Edom. Mm-hmm. So now she is trying to go and make an inference, and she says, Bezdin, you see that my husband is so makbid, everything he does is so meticulous and scrupulous. There were Edim at the time of the first payment. How come there are no Edim at the second time of the alleged purported payment of the rest of the 900? Is the charai that this never took place? And therefore, maybe we should not be mechayv her shvuah because she has such a good taina against the husband. If you were mechayv too, if not mechayv, if you made sure to have two edim the first time and you didn't have two edim the second time, is a simon that this second time is just a matter of your dreams. It never took place.
Does he have the ksuva? Is like a shover?
She has the ksuva. The whole case of Begemis Ksuva is all talking about she has the ksuva.
If
he said he paid the whole thing, then why is she still the ksuva?
And why did Begemis Ksuva also, why did he allow her to continue holding on to the ksuva even though he paid her half of it, 10%, 20%, 50%?
Suppose it's a partial payment, it's an installment, so she still has until it's all paid off. But if he says he paid the whole
thing, he should have gone and torn it up or written a shaver on the shtar or gotten it, exactly, something like that. Anyway, see, by Luke, Begemis Ksuva also be'ed ma'u. Do we say, im Isa de Pora, if it's true, like he said, that he paid the remainder of the 900, be'edim habaparallah, her inference is right, shouldn't he have brought the edim the second time, and therefore l'choyde tzarai, that he did not pay, and therefore she should not have to make a shvur. Oy dilma isremu yisramilei. No, it's not because he's so meticulous about evading, no. It just happened to be that the day that they were going to arrange for the payment of the ksuba, he was sitting in the bismedish. She comes into the Ezra's Noshim after the daf is over, and she says, okay, husband, I need the money now, can you pay? Yeah. And the two people still there from the shir asking questions, being ma'oyer ha'aris, and therefore they watch. The husband says to the two Adam, do me a favor, can you wait just 2 minutes? I have to, what's going on over here? My wife is being pegemis ksubas, I'm giving her an advance, she needs the money, she wants to go and give money to the local bikacholim, it's very, very important, and I don't have money, we're going to be pegemis ksubas. How much is it? 100. So therefore there were two Edom standing around. But not because he asked them, please stand around and listen to them. No, he just said, I'll be with you in 2 minutes. So therefore, if that's the case, then it's not that he was makbet to have Edom. The grand, coincidentally, there's no coincidence, but grand they were there. And therefore, she should have to make a shvur after all. And that's the Gemara Shaila. Does she have to make a shvur in such a case? It's Toshima. We learned
it. The thing is that what Barry said does bother me a little.
Because
the din is a malvus chaveda b'shtar. Tzorach lepoy to pay them.
Right.
You never could say he paid if the other guy's holding the
shtar. So
why is it super different?
What's up there?
I don't know.
Right. All those that have make a shvur minat Torah, like we said before, nishbo v'loy mishalim, like a moediv mitzvah case. However, the elu and the following midrabanan nishbo v'noitlin, and the Mishnah is going to rechanos, going to enumerate six cases. What are the six cases? Hasochir, Vanigzel, Vanechbal, Shinig the Khashav Shvua, Khembinal Pikasai, and a Bagoy Mishtari Shaloi be Aitim. Now what are these six cases? Just going through them quickly. The case of the Sakhir is you have an employer that has 10, 20, 30 employees, and it comes payroll day, and he paid all his employees, and one person comes at the end and says, hey, you didn't pay me yet. And the employer says, of course I paid you, I paid everybody. Me, you didn't pay. So now the question is, neither of them have Eidim, what he paid or didn't have payment, and there was no canceled check, it was all cash. So the question is, did he pay or not pay? The Chum said, in all likelihood, the person who is Toya is the employer, not the employee. Because after all, the employer had 5, 10, 20 other employees to pay. So he thought he paid Johnny and Willie and Billy and Trilly. So he thought he paid this guy too. He didn't realize he didn't pay. But the Socher, he knows he didn't get paid. So therefore, we allow the Socher to make the Shmua, and he's Nishba Benaitel. Same thing is Nigzal. What's the case of Nigzal? So Rashi paints a very interesting case. We have a case of someone going into somebody else's house, and afterwards he leaves the house, and we see that he has a whole bunch of kalim under his sleeve, under his jacket. He's not carrying it in a bag, he's kind of hiding it under his coat. And now, a day later, the supposed Nigzal goes and calls that fellow into Besen and says, you stole from me. I stole from you. Two Adam come and say, we don't know what transpired, but one thing we know is circumstantially it really looked like a Gzela, because all of a sudden his whole coat is puffed up and we saw that he was carrying things underneath. Oh, okay, so Besen decides he stole. Now the question is, what did he steal? So the guy says, I took some earthenware stuff, you know, some cheap stuff. And Nigzal said, cheap stuff, you took my silverware and you took my Seder Shisser from Pesach, the Ganze machine, which is three levels of silver from Alizai. It was very expensive, thousands of dollars. That's not true. So who makes the Shavua? The Chum put the Shavua on the Nigzal, not on the Gazlan. And as the mission is going to continue on in another moment, Kshekinek the Choshen al Shavua. After all, this Gazlan is not an Ish Nemon anyway. Case number three is a Nechpal. Rashi said again, a Nechpal is somebody goes into somebody else's house. When he goes into the other person's house, you saw he was going erect, standing and going and normal, and he comes back, he has three broken legs, two broken arms, and then three broken legs, shoulder shagolet. And he also has two bullseyes around his eyes. His stick also, it could be that he broke one leg in two places, the thigh and the bottom leg. Anyway, it's a Nishkaf committed, but the point is, he comes at a total Nechbal. And now we go to the owner, and he says, I didn't do nothing. I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, but two Adam saw, he went into the house, Baruch Hashem, fine. And this guest comes out totally Nechbal. So again, the Nechbal makes the Shavua that the Chovel did all this damage, and then the Chovel will have to go make all the five payments that we know. And the next question, Geneg Rechosha Leshvua, where the person who's supposed to make the Shavua Min HaTorah unfortunately is a Choshed Al Shavua. We had this Gemara yesterday with Rova and his wife, that Kimli Begavei, that the Rapapa said, we know for sure that this guy is not Nemon on a Shavua, and therefore they took the Shavua away from that person, they put the Shavua on Kenegdoi, on the other individual. Chenvani Al Pigasai. Chenvani Al Pigasai is a very, very serious situation where somebody has an account with his local grocer, and he has a bunch of employees, and the employer says to the grocer, I have to go away for a week. On Friday, I have to go and pay my workers. Instead of paying them, they'll go and take meals. You know, do me a favor, this coming Friday, give everybody payers, mazonis, this and that, and pay them for their payroll. Good. Comes a week later, and now the original employer comes and says to the employees, no, how was it? They said, hey, you didn't pay us yet. What do you mean you didn't pay? The Chenveni was supposed to pay. The Chenveni didn't give us anything. So now the employer goes to the Chenveni, and the Chenveni says, of course I paid them. Sure, I gave them Kisuda Shleim B'Sha'atai. And then we ask the employees, we didn't get nothing. We didn't get anything. And of course it would have been smart for the Chenveni to ask them to go and sign a receipt that they received. Anyway, that was the story. What is the halucha now? Does the chenveni get, or does the employer have to go and pay him? So the halucha is, by chenveni al ben kasoi, that the chenveni can make a shvua that he paid and gave whatever he gave, and he can be mechayiv the employer to have to go and nebuch pay him, and nebuch he is hit, he has to
pay. The Pinkus is, he had like a book where he wrote this all in.
Wrote it, exactly. That's the Lashon Pinkus. Yeah, he's incorrect. The Pinchas tells us about the Pinchas. And finally, a person who makes a began in the shtar, like our case of the Mishnah, where she collected already 100 out of the 1,000, and it was done shaloi be'edim, then we make her make a shua. So that's the end of that Mishnah. Mishnah Masechta Shavuos, fascinating Mishnah. Why did we bring this Mishnah? Because we had a Shaila before. If you poigim where the Pgam was Nasis in the presence of Edim, we had a Shaila. Are we Mechayev her to make a Shavuah? Because after all, when he says that he paid the second installment and the final installment, there were no Edim. Is that a sign that he's telling a lie and therefore she doesn't have to make a Shavuah? Or was Isrum Yisramile? He didn't collect to get the Edim. It just happened to have been there coincidentally. So that was a Shaila. So now we see from the fact that this Mishnah says, Habayim Shari, Shaloi Be'edim, is the Gemara Medayik, Shaloi Be'edim in. The Edim lies. Masha, if it were Taka Edim at the time of the original Pagam, you Taka don't have to make a Shavua. So I can be Poshed in Zere Shaila. Nishkaraya, loy mi boyik omar. Maybe the Mishnah is telling you a chiddush. Loy mi boy edim the vade tzricha shvua. In the case where they're edim, then a vade she has to go and make a shvua. Havel shaloy be edim eved tehevi kimeishiv aved betishka beloy shvua. In other words, if there were no edim the first time, she can go and deny the whole thing. She can go and say, I didn't get a penny. So the fact that she says that I already received 100, she is a good Samaritan. You don't like Samaritan.
A good scout.
She's a girl scout. That she's being so honest and saying, I got already 100 out of 1,000. She didn't have to say that. So she's a Meshav Aveda. She's a good person. And therefore I should think, she shouldn't have to pay. She shouldn't have to make any Shavua. Kamash Malon. That even in the case when it was Shaloi Be'edim that she's a Meshav Aveda, she still has to make a Shavua. So Lamaisa, we weren't
by. I said this very often. It says, Meshav Aveda, she had a meager. She should have said anything.
Exactly right. Exactly right. So bottom line is, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah, when it says Shaloi Be'edim, but really even Be'edim. So we cannot be Poshed Hashala. Says Gibliman and Iboyedul Ifshita, but now we have a new Shal. Iboyelu. Habegemis Ksuvasa Pochus Pochus Mishova Pruta Mau. Now, it's on the surface, it sounds like from the Gamsa Ksuva, she only took a Pochus Mishova Pruta. However, Rashi explains it and expands upon it that she received multiple payments from her husband. It was $1,000, and one day she received 100, another day she received 50, another day she received 20, and one day she even got less than a Shova Pruta, and she wrote it like the Chenveni Alpin Kosa. She had a whole list of all the dates and how much she got. 120 and 15 less than a Shavu Pruta, etc., etc. Is Mahu. Me and Marin came into Kodaiki Kulihai. When we see that she comes into Bez Mitagantha list and dates and amounts and the dog, and even half a Pruta, we see she's such a Midak Dekes, Kushta Kamra. It's Dvarim Nikarim that she must be talking MS, because you see how she's so careful and so meticulous. Oy Dilma, Irumi Kamarama. Maybe she learned this daf, or her lawyer learned this daf, and he said, you want to get out of Shua? I have a good idea. Let's take out a piece of paper, pick out any dates, January 1st, and March the 2nd, and April 5th, and $12, $3, $6. Oh, you look, so maybe the whole thing's a rama steak, kusing marabaita. We have to wait for Leo and Novi, Iboyli Ipshita. A new case, a new shai, the Iboylihu. What about Pechesis Ksuvasa Mahu? What's it din by Pechesis Ksuvasa? Now, the Gemara doesn't explain it yet. We're going to explain it a little bit further down. If you want, we can look at the Rashi immediately. What's Pechesis Ksuvasa? It's about 10 lines from the bottom of the Amud Pechesis. Rashi is Okhtazay. Pechesis Ksuvasa Elav Zuz. Kos Mishtar. In the Shtar itself, it says a thousand, like we had in the Mishnah. Vu Oimer Hiskabal Kulam. Like it says in the Mishnah, you got everything. The Oimerisli is Kabalti Klum. I didn't get anything. Zero. However, Moide Anish lo yisneise imin the Ksuvasi Elamona. Even though Taka says 1,000, I agree with you. I will make a concession that at the time that you gave me the Ksuba, you winked to me, and I winked back to you, that even though it said 1,000, I'm not going to ask you for more than 100, and that's what you're really taking upon yourself. Now, this is not such a foreign concept, because we had already about 10 blad ago or so, 20 blad ago, when they made a shuma of the nechosim, then you cannot trust what it says in the ksuba if the shuma was done at the time of the chuppah.
Why? To flatter everybody, they puff up the value.
Exactly.
So rich they are.
Exactly. Everybody wants to make an elaborate chassid. I don't want to make it a teres chinka. I want to make an Waldorf Astoria. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. But what can I do if I can't afford it? So I have to make a teres chicken. So at least on the ksuba, I want the person who's reading the ksuba should go and say, and I, the husband, am a chayiv to go and pay my wife $1 million. Wow, he's got to pay $1 million. Whom? You must be a great oisha. So why is he doing a teres chicken? As a kamtzin, you know, yes, there's some people that are penny pinchers, but he's a great oisha. Ooh, a great oisha. So now I have to have more respect for him when he comes into shul, etc., etc. So therefore, they wrote Tatik in the ksuba. The ksuba Tatik said 1,000. However, they made up in advance between themselves, I'm only going to pay you 100, I'll collect 100, no problem. And that was their clear understanding. So this is the Bechesis case. She, they're both coming into Bezin. He says, I paid you the entire ksuba, don't you remember? She says, you didn't pay me a penny, but one thing I will tell the Bezin, I want to be honest, even though it says 1,000 in the shtar, it's really only 100. It's me, I'm reading, Hanna Pagemis. It's the same thing like Pagemis, because it's also a concession. A different type of, because it's a different color to the concession. But it also says, I'm more mixes. He says 1,000, she says 100. Not that I received 100, but that the whole shtar is 100. So it's similar. Oy Dilma, Pegemis Mujima Mixis, Holeka Mujima Mixis. Here she's a koi for back oil. He says, I paid you the entire amount, and she says, you didn't pay me a nickel, not a penny, gunish. Is a total koi for back oil. On the separately, she says pechesis, but that is not negeya to what they're talking about, paid in payment or non-payment. It's Toshima. Pechesis tifa shaloi b'shvua. Oh, Takish says in the Braisa, shaloi b'shvua. Kay said, what's the case? So now you see that the Gemara had the Rashi. Hoisik suvasa elazuz. V'yam Allah his kabal suvasa. V'yam Allah his kabal the. However, the ena ela mana, nifra shaloi b'shvua. Shoi, so we've been poshed our shayla. You don't have to make a shvua. See, Gemara quoted the Rashi, zayigayit. Frankie Mara, but let me understand. The Mai Gavya, how is she trying to collect? After all, she can't just come empty-handed into Bezdin. She's collecting by Shtara. Hayishtara Chasmi Almahu. After all, this Shtara is a fraud. It's a lie. It's $1,000.
How could the Adam even sign such?
Now, the Gemara is assuming in the Havamina that, in fact, this is not the real, real Ksuba, because the real Ksuba would say 100. She says the whole Ksuba is 100. Why does it say 1,000? So therefore, it must be the whole thing is fraudulent. If it's all fraudulent, Shtara Chasmi Almahu. It's as if she's coming without a Shtara. So what are you talking about? This is 100% a kusher shtar. There's even a henpik on it. It was written and it's good and it's bona fide and legitimate. Everything is great. But amana is from Lashna Emuna. There was trust and faith between the two of us, at least at the time of the marriage. Apparently now things fell apart, but at least at that time there was love and admiration and mutual and good and fine and vile. And therefore, even though it's at 1,000, but we made up between ourselves, it's really 100, and we will ignore the final zero. So it's not a chas b'alma, it's a real, real shtar. But since we agreed at that time it's only 100, he only has to pay her.
It's like he was Michael, she was Michael.
In a sense, yeah.
By the way, this has nothing to do with ksuba. This could happen with any kind of love.
In fact, Rashi earlier on asked why is Gemara focus on ksuba. So it applies to shtar generally. Yeah, maskim. Anyway, so that's the case of Pechesis and Ein Etzricha Shvua. And now we go to the second case of our Mishnah. What was the second case of the Mishnah? Eidechem Me'ida Shehi Peruah. Okay, says the Mishnah, she has to go and make a shvur. And now we're going to start the Gemara all over again like we started at the top of the Yomit. So the Rambam b'chamul meimar, shvur deraisa. The Chsiv, it says in the Pasuk, very famous Gemara, very famous Pasuk, la yokem eid echad b'ish l'chol ovin l'chol chatos, but rather al pishnayim o yishloish eidem yukem dover. So now the Gemara is medayik, what's up saying l'chol ovin l'chol chatos? La yokem eid echad b'ish. Oh, dash the mother, l'chol ovin l'chol chatos, who de ene kam, to make a final decision of a chait, of bringing a karm chat. But one aid does have koyach b'shua, and that's the case of our Mishnah. The aid has a koyach b'shua, and again the Omar Mar, and not again the Omar Mar. We know it says komokshe shnayim mechayv noisim mamayin echad mechayv b'shua. And again, Omer Rava, Shtei Tshuvas Medav, and the same Shtei Tshuvas that we had before. Chodet the Chonish Bom, Yotayin Hashbom, Vomay Mishalman, Vinishbas, Vinoy, tell us. Vahoyd, and Nishbanash, Vigeshu, the Kab Kois. Now, the Chodet, the Gemara, Zeh Shver. Shouldn't Rami Bar Choma have remembered that Rava asked him these kashas up above? Why did he say this pshat now on case number two? So that Rava should repeat it again and kind of knock him out of the ring for the second time? So, the Mepharshim, no, you don't understand. Rami Bar Chama explained both cases at the same time. That both the first case Begemes Ksuvasa and the case of Meid Be'eda Achad, he said, I believe that both of those are both Dioraisis. The case of Begemes is the case of Moedim Amixis, and the case of Eda Achad is the classic case of Eda Achad being Mashbiya Shvuah Minatayr. On both of them, said Rava Shtei Shuvas Medavar. The Gemara just divides it up because we're going each case individually, but really this happened at one time, which makes, of course, a lot of sense. Okay, anyway. What are the Sheitshuvas? Like we just said, Nishbam of the Mishalman, Hayes Nishbam of the Naitel, and here's Kfir Shibak Kakois. Elo Amar Rava, what's the reason why she has to make a Shvuah in this case of the Eid Echad? Midra Banan, Kedei Lohafiz Datoy Shel Baal. What means Lohafiz Datoy Shel Baal? Because after all, the Baal says, I paid for it. And I know that I paid. And I remember distinctly. And it was a Tuesday morning, and I remember right after the daf, and I gave her the full amount, and I remember that. And she says, Mister, you're dreaming. It's not true, it never happened. So we have 1/8. So the Baal says, how can I pay in good conscience? How can I go and pay her if I have 1/8 that's being made that I'm right, that I paid, that I paid, that I paid? Say the Chacham, since you don't have to aid him, unfortunately you gotta go and pay. But that you shouldn't be in such an anger, in such a fury. We ask her to make a Shvuah, and if she makes a Shvuah, then the Baal will start thinking, Efshadoch, maybe Ataka made a mistake. If she's willing to be make a shvuah and she's an erlech yidna, and she makes a shvuah. So Efshadoch, and therefore that kind of cools off his fury and his anger that he has to go and pay. The half is dad the shulba. Amar Papa Mirchim will learn and invite it tomorrow. Have a wonderful.